It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where Current State features people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature the Michigan Minority Health Coalition. It's a statewide organization that works to improve the health of Michigan's ethnic and racial minority populations. Here to tell us more is Dr. Ophelia Washington Pryor, the Executive Director of the Michigan Minority Health Coalition. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you for asking me to be with you today.
It's a pleasure. Tell us about your mission at Michigan Minority Health Coalition.
Well, the way we look at the issue is that the country and the composition of the country is really changing. The demographics are changing. Everything points to that. And the statistics that are most current say that by the year 2042, our country is going to be a country where over 50% of the individuals in the country are going to be people of color. And so consequently, I really look at this as the social issue of this century and the next. And the question is, how are we or are we going to learn to live together and with this diversity? So part of our mission is to really work within minority groups to integrate what's going on policy-wise into the major society and also make sure that health equity primarily is achieved for everyone. So we're not an organization that's an exclusive organization. Our organization includes anyone and everyone of all major racial ethnic groups who are really interested in advancing equity for everyone.
And tell us about the formation of your organization.
Well, the organization, we had our first meeting in 2005, and there were a lot of interested individuals in the table, probably about 30 or 40 people that had come out to the meeting. And we had similar ideas and similar views, and one of them was that we wanted to make sure that the United States of America and the state of Michigan was a place where everyone could have opportunities to participate in the society. So one of the issues that we decided on that was really important, there are multiple issues, but the one we decided on was health and health policy issues. And because there are many policies that are made without really looking at the downstream effect of this. And so that's what we looked at. Most of our focus is on health equity, and that's why we've been involved in the Affordable Care Act and letting people know about that.
What particular health challenges have you found in Michigan that people of color face?
The real question is, what issue don't we face? In almost every single disease category, people of color, the rates are worse than those of people who are white. If it's obesity, if it's breast cancer is the only one. African American women do not have increasing rates of breast cancer, but when African American women have breast cancer, they die. White women live. If you look at infant mortality, if you look at life expectancy, just run the list. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. Diabetes, kidney dialysis, HIV, in almost every single category, the health outcomes for people of color is worse than people who are white. In fact, our region received grants in the last, from the Kellogg Foundation and one from a national organization on infant mortality, because in our state, the disparity between babies who die that are white and babies who die that are black in the first year of life is three times the number. And so it's like, pick one.
You mentioned being supportive of the Affordable Care Act a minute ago. How encouraged are you by the implementation of Obamacare as far as addressing some of these really profound problems?
Well, the first thing I have to say is, as an organization, to be honest, we were against the way it was initially rolled out. And this was even before there was a law. When people were talking about it, it seemed as if what they were talking about was a different way to pay for insurance. And we know, even though we've heard on the news that we have the best healthcare insurance in the world, that's not true. If you look at the statistics that the World Health Organization uses to decide the health of a country, they use two statistics. They use life expectancy of the individuals and in the country, and they use infant mortality. And if you stack all of the countries up, the United States ranks 37th if life expectancy. So 36 different countries live longer than people in different countries live longer than we do. And in infant mortality, we're number 30. And the country that's right beneath us is Cuba. We're the United States of America. How can our infant disparity rates be similar to that of Cuba? you know, that just doesn't make sense. So when you hear on the news we have the best healthcare system in the world, that's definitely not true. So the system we have isn't working for white people. It isn't working for people of color. It's not really working. Now, if you look at, we can keep you alive longer with the technology. We have the best technology in the world. That's true. And if you look at cancer treatment rates, we have the best cancer treatment rates in the world. That's true. But if you're looking at overall health, it's not true. So it wasn't working. So when we looked at the Affordable Care Act, it seemed as if they were just looking at a new way to finance what we already have. And there are other organizations that have been saying we needed health care reform for over about 10 years because we spend so much money on health care as a country that it was basically going to bankrupt our system. Our Surgeon General, Kimberly Dawn Wisdom, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, said that if Michigan didn't control the rates of diabetes in our state, it would bankrupt our budget. And so we have realized this isn't working. It's not going to work. But we didn't think initially the Affordable Care Act was going to be a way that this would benefit individuals.
It will improve access.
It will improve now. But I'm saying at first we were saying they're just going to inform the same thing. So now when the law was actually developed and we looked at it, we said, oh, this will help people. This will help everyone. This is close to a colorblind law. It will help everyone. It will actually provide access to people who have been without insurance in the past.
And have you been actively promoting the Affordable Care Act then?
Oh, most definitely. For about the last year and a half, we've been doing outreach and education seminars. Because our organization is targeted on the health of people of color, we've been working in those communities exclusively. Just to give you some idea of the people who are not insured in Michigan, my data is from 2028 to 2010. That's the data that I have from the Michigan Department of Community Health. But 21%, almost 22% of all African Americans do not have health care coverage. 18% of Arab Americans, 15% of Asian Americans, Latinos, 24%, and whites is 15%. And so we know that access to health care is important. It won't fix everything, but it's a step in the right direction. So we have been actively promoting this.
What has kept people from signing up, from your experience?
I really think there are two things that are going on. One of them is uncertainty. Well, maybe three. They're not educated as to what this might do. And even there's some fear as well. And so we've been going out, and we've been going into the community, to faith, to places of faith, to charter schools, to anyone really who has invited us to come in, and talking to community-based organizations and explaining to them what this is. It's interesting if you don't. There was a Jimmy Kimmel script, and it's on YouTube. It's really funny. And he goes out in the streets and he says, are you for the Affordable Care Act or are you for Obamacare? Almost everyone is against the Obamacare, but they're for the Affordable Care Act. And they're the same thing.
Yeah.
So that shows how people don't know. It's really funny. And then the other thing, if you just tell people the tenets of it, well, do you think it's right for children to be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26 years old? And people will say yes. And if you say, well, do you think that women should be charged the same rate as men for insurance? People will say yes. But these things didn't happen until the Affordable Care Act came into being.
Our special guest here today is Dr. Othelia Washington Pryor, Executive Director of the Michigan Minority Health Coalition, on our Neighbors in Action segment. The Healthy Michigan Plan just got underway yesterday. What's your sense of that?
The Healthy Michigan Plan it came about because of Medicaid expansion. And as you know, in our state, there were a lot of political wranglings around this if we were going to accept it.
Certainly.
But what happened is that this is different than Medicaid that we have now, because we do have Medicaid in our state right now. But in order to qualify for the old Medicaid, as we like to call it, you had to be a woman with children under 18 in the house. You had to be pregnant or be on SSI or have some disability of some type and low income. And there was also an asset test. You could only have so much money in assets in order to qualify. Well, this is totally different, in that the only thing that's necessary to be provided with the Healthy Michigan Plan, as it's called here, is you have to be low income. That's all. The acid testing is different, and a lot of men, especially men in communities of color, who never were able to receive health access to health care because they didn't have children, they weren't in the home, definitely weren't pregnant. Now these men are able to receive coverage. And that's important in our community, and especially because you have men that are coming back into the society from being institutionalized or incarcerated, and now they can have coverage too. We want these people to be well. We want them to be able to participate in the society fully. You can't do that if you're sick.
Where does your funding for the Michigan Minority Health Coalition come from?
Our funding comes from donations. It comes from membership. And surprisingly enough, we've been funded by pharmaceutical companies. They have been a help to us in what we've done. We have some funding. We have received some grants from the state of Michigan. And so that's how we operate. We would love to have more. If you'd like to contribute, get on our website and send us a check. We'd appreciate it.
Do you have volunteer opportunities?
Yes, we do have volunteer opportunities. We have programs that we run. As right now, we've been very involved in outreach and education. So I had trained some individuals to be able to go in their community and other communities to talk about the Affordable Care Act. We give them materials, so there's an opportunity to do that. Right now, the Affordable Care Act the ACA is basically closed unless you have some life-changing situation, but Medicaid expansion is still open. And that's a state of Michigan program that was established through the Affordable Care Act, and that has continuing enrollment. So if people are low income, and I want to give the income because that's important. If you're a family of one, if you have an annual income of around $16,000 or under, or for a family of four, $32,000 and under, then, and you don't have health insurance, you need health insurance, you've lost your job, you have no income right now, or limited income, then you would probably qualify for the Healthy Michigan Plan. And by all means, go in and apply for it, because it's full coverage. Hospitalization, lab fees, doctor visits, emergency room visits, it's a full package.
Dr. Othelia Washington Pryor is the Executive Director of the Michigan Minority Health Coalition. She's been our guest today on Current State's Neighbors in Action. Thanks for joining us today. Very informative.
Thank you very much for having me.
Current State could always use more nominations for Neighbors in Action, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work. We need to find out about them. Please help us out. Tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the work they do.